side by side on the piano.
Oh, you gonna lose, baby. Because let me tell you something. When it comes to slurping shit up and throwing it in my mouth, let's cut that out. When it...
Scissor Brothers!
Yeah. You're getting nice and... and close and personal with Gerald already.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, we're about to get a little closer. If you
yeah. Oh, yeah,
hey, dude, leave
easy,
that.
Easy, man.
So leave that thing alone.
No, you tell him to leave my thing alone.
Oh.
Let's do it.
This is the first time on Scissor Bros history that someone's assaulting Gerald.
Well, there's been a few other times.
Not like that. He's grabbing his neck. Oh, he's grabbing his nose. Nice.
I'll tell you something here, guys.
What are you doing, David?
This is how I do it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of neck. And hey, a lot
don't
of
touch
neck
him
stroking,
like that,
man.
Dude, I like neck, bro.
Hey, bro, watch how you're touching our giraffe.
Whoa.
This is how I say good morning to my wife.
Oh, my God.
How you doing there? You
oh,
like that?
My goodness.
It's good. Happy to be on Schizo Bros, baby. Let's go.
We got a special guest, everyone. David So's in the house.
In the building, baby. Let's go.
The Japanese game show, Scissor Bros. You two are the most disgusting human beings that I watch consistently every week.
Have you seen previous episodes?
Listen, the things you guys eat, smell, and touch is fucking disgusting.
Like, what have you seen? Give us some examples.
Listen, I just watch small clips
sure.
every now and then.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. First of all, the amount of like production level you guys have on this show is unreal. You go outside, you start doing other shit. Nobody does that on any podcast but yours.
See,
that's coming from this guy's been in the game.
He's been in the game.
In the game
that's
for
right,
a long
and
time.
It's not worth it. Stop it.
Yeah.
It's too much work. You make everybody else's podcast look terrible. You and fucking Rick Glassman.
Yeah.
Oh, what does Rick do?
He does everything.
Doesn't he do animation and stuff?
Animations, all these like fast cut edits.
Yeah.
Everybody else's podcast is just two people talking and they just shoot the shit.
And
you
that's
guys
it.
Do segments.
I know.
Fucking Rick Glassman over here having fucking boogers coming out of people's assholes.
Right, right. He does.
It's true.
We do
Have
assholes.
Have you ever balled with Rick before?
I used to. Yeah.
Who's better? You or Rick?
We play different positions.
No. Who's better? You know what? Legit. Shocked at
he's
Rick.
He's very good. He's
what?
Very
what?
Good.
What the fuck?
Yeah, we'll have to play sometime too.
Okay.
Oh, you play?
Fuck me up.
Wait, you play?
Do you hear those knees?
Yeah.
Oh,
them basketball knees.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
No, but I suck ass now. Basketball is fucking hard. I think you think you're really good until you play with people like you and Rick, you're like, oh.
Wait, is he good?
I've heard.
What?
I've heard you're really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's nice to hear.
I heard you're fucking sick.
Okay, cool.
And if other people say it, it's true.
I knew you were good. He's good?
If other people say it, it's true.
Oh, right? That's interesting.
I play down low, and I'm really not, for basketball, I'm really not that tall for basketball. Mm-hmm. And I've always played a 4 or a 5.
Okay.
Like either power forward or center. And people, like, I'll be matched up against dudes who are way bigger than me, and they don't get it, but like, I know how to position myself, if that makes sense, down low.
Oh.
And I'm a very, I'll just keep jumping. I'll keep the fire. I've got that Rodman mentality. Yes,
I always say
I'm comparing myself to Rodman because I love him. But I'll just keep going. I just keep going.
I say like with you and Rick, it's always like the people on the court where people look at you guys and you go like, they'll be all right. And all of a sudden you guys just obliterate everybody. And then we kill ourselves at the end of the day.
He's that good. Who told you like, that he's good.
Other comics?
Other comedians said, hey, Jeremiah Watkins is good, man.
They talked about you, and then I saw Rick just post a small clip. He did that funny music video thing, or it was a sketch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then you could tell by how somebody moves.
You can tell just by how they handle the ball.
Yeah, I was
like
what the fuck is this?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, that's not fair. Like, this was fucking good.
So one comic that doesn't get talked about very much as far as like being like really good is, do you know Brent Pella?
I know. I never met him, but yeah.
Okay. He used to train at Kobe's, the Lakers camp. Like he used
what?
To. He's crazy.
Whoa. This motherfucker.
He's taking a call. What's going on, dude? You're taking a call on a podcast.
We're filming Scissor Bros.
Right now. Podcast call.
Put that on the
screen.
I love you.
What's happening right now?
I'm filming Scissor Bros. Right now at this moment.
Why are you taking a call on the podcast? Yes.
I've touched so many balls.
Because we have to double up. Remember,
I've never seen someone do this before.
I just silenced my mom calling, and he picked up a call.
It's okay. I'll call you back when we're done. I love you.
Okay, Steve, you, this is beyond, bro. What the frick is that?
It's my lady.
Dude, I just silenced my mom on the podcast.
I know, but you know, you got to do what you got to do, right, Dave?
I'm calling my mom then, dude.
No, don't call your mom.
Yeah, I'm calling
my mom.
Dude,
no, don't call your mom.
Yep,
calling
my
mom.
What are you doing? We got to hear this.
Yeah. Dude, what are you doing?
Dude, we're calling my mom because
I
silenced her.
Dude, don't throw me in the mix, though, dude. Don't try to hook me up with your mom again. He's trying to get me to hook up with his mom, dude.
Hey, Lady Lonely. Lady, gotta get some of that.
Hey, Mama, you're on Scissor Bros with me and Steve. We're recording when you
Hi,
called.
Hi, how you doing? How you doing? I miss you.
I miss you too. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
There's fire between
Hope you're doing
them.
Good. Hope you're doing good. We're just thinking about you.
Don't say me. Say you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my sister and my mom on the same call, Steve.
We love the Watkins family over here on this part of the world. Okay.
Yeah.
We love y'all. I hope you have happy holidays, okay?
Why is Steve
you
rubbing
too. His thighs? Say hi to them. We have a special guest here right now.
Hi.
Who? Hi.
His name's David.
Hi, David.
How are you?
Awesome. My Jeremiah's birthday is in a couple days, and we're just sending off his birthday goodies.
Did he tell you what I got him for his birthday?
No. What'd you get him?
I haven't talked to her about it yet. He got me a new pair of shoes and a bunch of other like little things.
And he swapped them for something else.
What'd you get him?
You got him tennis shoes?
He got me shoes.
I got him more than shoes. I got him several, a lot of gifts. A lot of gifts.
But Mama, with the shoes, so you know me that I don't hold a bluff if I don't like something, right? With any gifts, right?
That's honest man right there.
Oh, he'll tell you.
Yeah, so I ended up exchanging the shoes that Steve got me for a different pair of shoes.
Oh, yeah. Well, you should. You wouldn't wear them.
See?
Wow.
That's how my mom brought me up.
That's honesty.
Why? Even if it was a gift that someone thought of and went out of their way to get them the gift?
And that's awesome. But do you want your hard-earned money sitting in the closet? Or do you want your hard-earned money being enjoyed and you seeing Jeremiah get enjoying it?
You know what? I see your logic, and yeah, I can't disagree with you. You're right. I'd rather him be straightforward and be honest about something, especially when it has to do with shoes.
Well, yeah, and you'll see him wear them all the time, and you'll know how much he likes them. They're still from you, just because they're not the ones that you picked out. It's still the ones that you got him.
Bars, man.
You know what? Let me process that. I think you got a point there. You might have a point.
I do, honey. Mama knows best.
Hey, Mama, have you been thinking of Steve at all lately?
I always think of Steve.
Well, like, what have you been thinking about him?
You know, it's... Steve knows that.
I don't know. And this is the thing. I got to put my foot down and set boundaries right now. I do have a girlfriend, Ms. Watkins. I have a girlfriend.
It doesn't matter, sweetheart. I have a husband. What the hell matters?
You know, I want to do the right thing. I'm a faithful man.
Well, that's good. I'm a faithful woman to both of you. Whoever
wants,
I'm going to be faithful.
Yo. I love you. Happy holidays. I love you. I love you.
You won't stay gone long. You'll be coming back for Mrs. Robinson.
All right. I'm just going to let that set in. I hope you all have a happy new year as well.
We love you, Mama. Wow. I'll give you a call a little bit later today.
Love you. And seriously, Steve, I hope you and your family have a wonderful holiday season. And I do love you.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Spring.
We appreciate you over here. Thank you so much.
I'll talk to you later. And okay. Bye, David. I'll look forward to meeting you.
Bye.
Bye, Jeremiah.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Hey, ain't gonna lie. Your mama
kinda sound
hot. I'm so sorry.
That was rude.
Your mama sound hot.
Let's just say, back in the day.
back in the day, let's say the kids would be running when I got picked up from school.
Really? Okay,
yeah. Oh. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see really? What you put it you down. See what I'm saying?
I see what he picking up.
Uh-huh. Oh, he picked it up. He flipped it and reversed it.
Okay.
She would hold me down. She would hold me down, huh?
Oh, yeah. Dude, she would fuck you against the wall, bro.
Where I'm like trying to get her off.
She would put his legs up in the ceiling.
Let me ask you, what shoe did you get him that you?
I knew you'd ask. I got New Balance.
Okay.
They're over $90.
Will you agree? I said I made a blanket statement last episode. I said this is a blanket statement. I said I don't like usually how New Balance look on white people.
Because it looks like it's supposed to be on them.
Yes, exactly. It's all
like, so that's a thing.
Yeah.
It's like counterculture. People wear it because they're dad shoes and they're kind of dope. But when exactly. you see it on white people, it's like, well, you got them things on, man.
See?
Oh, damn. Okay, I see.
And David knows.
Okay. Can we? I'm sorry. You had your point, and I agree.
Have you always been like that with gifts where you could just be like, this is from my heart. Well, that's funny because it's trash. So give me the money instead.
Yeah. Well, that's crazy because he asked me
how much.
That's
the most Korean thing you've ever done.
Yeah,
by the way.
That's a Korean, that's Korean attribute, shit. Dude.
My mom has literally done that to me before.
How much you pay?
Valentine's Day, I gave her a bouquet of flowers. She goes, these are going to die. Why would you give this to me? Give me money. And then she threw it in the trash in front of me. I was like 18.
That's hella Korean, huh?
Yeah.
That's hella Korean.
That has stuck with me till this day.
Whoa. And that's going to stick with you for a while. Yes.
Because I told him I wasn't frugal about it. He goes, how much you spend? And I go, dude, I wasn't frugal. I spent over $90.
Wow, you have
and
the
then
receipt?
He goes, that's when the reel came out. He goes, can I just trade these in?
That's honesty, though.
Yeah.
That was, you know what? That is honest, huh?
See, and his mom gave him the gift of life, and he tried to kill himself yesterday. See, so it's the same
thing.
There
you go.
All right, I want to transition to a segue. I thought of my Korean brother.
Okay,
here.
What do you want?
Your Korean's way better than mine, right?
My Korean is terrible.
My Korean's worst is the worst out of everyone. Okay. Okay, it's the worst, hands down. We're gonna do a thing where guess our Korean. We got our man here, my scissor bro, and we're gonna be kind of talking in Korean back and forth. And I want
I'm so nervous.
To try to guess what we said. Can I start it off?
Go ahead.
You're
okay,
nervous.
But I'm not without giving it away. Without giving it away, I don't want him to read my body language.
Okay.
이건 미국 사람 콘돔이 맛있어.
I would like to see your butthole.
You know, that's pretty close. Hold on a second.
Let's translate it.
But hold on a second.
How do you know? You
have to understand how many times you talk about ass for him to even guess that shit.
Dude, take it easy on me, brother.
What's the actual translation of what he said?
He said that this white person's ass tastes good.
That's what you said to my friend over here. That's what you said to my friend. You're a turd.
Oh my God.
Dude, think about it. Do a good one.
Oh, Let me think of something.
Okay. By the way, that's also to light farts with if you, for whatever reason, have a fart coming on.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Just in case.
이 백인 사람 꽃이 너무 맛있어.
Why don't you go back to school?
We'll give you two more guesses.
Okay.
Keep it on the, you know,
okay,
on that level.
Okay. What does his penis taste like?
Very close. And I'm also a disgusting fuck now, huh?
He said this pale person's dick tastes good.
That's pretty freaking close.
That's pretty freaking good, dude. Wow. You do another one. Okay. I want to keep doing this.
Okay, dude. I don't want him to, dude, because he's, I don't want him to,
his
like.
His body language, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
이건, 난 친구 똥 맛있어. Don't give it away too much. Though.
Okay, if I could, so people out there who don't speak Korean, if you're listening to this, it literally sounds like two retarded Korean kids are talking to each other.
We have the worst Korean. In the comments, are gonna be like, these two have the worst Korean.
Yeah, and I don't mean like, okay, let's say two mentally disabled Korean kids are speaking to each other.
Yeah. So should I say it again?
I don't know if that's any better.
Okay. Yeah.
나는 친구 똥 맛있어.
Who's this guy's poop smells pretty good.
He He's getting real close.
He knows Korean people too well.
Yeah. So I said, you're.
Because he said, don't.
That's right. He knows
God more damn, of it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's too easy. I've been enough around Steve where I know when he says, don't.
That's right.
So I say, don't a lot.
Yeah.
So,
dude.
So the translate, go ahead.
What was the translation?
This person's poop tastes good. Our Korean is so bad. We only know poop, dick, and ass.
Oh, no, kotachi.
Kotachi. There you go.
That's booger.
That's booger.
Go ahead, dude.
Kotachi? Okay.
Kotachi.
Mm. Kotachi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me think of this one.
Dude, throw a curveball at him, dude. Okay. These are like too obvious.
사실은? Hold on a second. 사실은 오줌은 물보다 더 맛있어.
Say it again.
사실은 오줌은 물보다 더 맛있다고.
Okay, okay. A good one.
We've both had a turn with his mom.
No, dude. He's way off on that one.
Hey.
I'm going to try to translate because you kind of threw some vocabulary. Like, my vocabulary is literally third grade level. But he said something to the idea of your urine tastes better than water.
I said, honestly, piss tastes better than water.
Cheers.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Okay, I have one more.
Go last ahead. One.
Okay, last one.
Last one.
I'm going to just. 나는 고추는 이 친구를 똥구멍 빠빠빠 하자.
Okay. First of all, having that wasn't even Korean. This man just made some fucking noises. This one just said pa pa pa. That's not Korean at all. So I don't know.
I think he spoke Ewok at some point. It's like, what's happening?
That was a wicked language. But just try. I did my best.
This one spoke in tongues. His eyes started rolling back. Yeah, how will I say that?
But you get it.
No, I don't, okay, bro.
나는 고추는 이거 친구는 똥구멍 pa 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 하자. I'm trying my best.
How about you just tell him what you were trying to say, and then he tries to say
it. It's like this is like a Korean kid was lost in a forest for years and was raised by a pack of wolves, and he doesn't.
Fuck you, man! I'm trying my best, man. Let me do it again, I'm embarrassed
for you.
Okay, let me do it again, brother. Yo, look at me, trying to catch the vibe.
Cut to a scene of him going to Cape Town to do only speak Korean.
They would lynch me there. They'd be like, "You're not one of us." You ain't Korean, bro.
I would love to see you in K-Town just talking to people.
Dude,
only
you know
Korean.
What happens when I try to talk Korean? They completely ignore me. Like, you know, if I'm at a boba place and I try to do Korean, they literally don't even acknowledge it.
Really?
Yeah, at all. It, like, I'm they're like...
It would be like if I tried and I was failing
it's
hard.
It's like you
like,
trying
no.
to speak Russian or something and they're like... Okay.
If you spoke Korean even a little bit... The fucking old Korean ladies eat that shit up.
Oh, really?
So I have a friend named Dan. He's half Korean, half white, but he only looks white. Mm-hmm. He speaks a little Korean. These fucking ladies just wet the floor every time they see him. It is absolutely disgusting. They'll come in, oh, 저기요, 물? And they go, oh, it's 물?
Yeah. You'd be like the golden child.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They would fucking love it. The crazy thing about him is, though, his mom doesn't speak any English at all. So he kind of understands Korean. One time we were in an elevator. This shit was so fucking funny. We're in an elevator, and then Dan is super fucking drunk. And he's, like, trying to scoot into this elevator, and he makes this Korean noise. He goes, oh, right? Which is, like, how Korean people just make these random noises.
Oh, Dan Fisher.
Dan Fisher.
Shout out to Dan Fisher.
Yeah, so
I remember Dan.
Dan is in this elevator, and this one Korean girl is irritated at him. She goes... Like, and she starts talking shit. Then she goes, like, he looks at her, he goes, "Yai, kijibaya," like in Korean. And she goes, oh, starts covering up because she's so embarrassed.
So embarrassed.
Yeah, but he understands Korean and he looks like you, and all the ladies eat it up.
Wow.
That's crazy. So let me do it the third time.
Try something that's actually in Korean.
That's Korean, doc.
Papa, it's not Korean, but okay.
나는 고추는 친구는, 나 고추는 친구는 똥구멍, what's that word? Juk has amnibiba.
Did you say amnibal horror? Amity Bahor.
But just try, dude. I'm trying, dude. You know what it is? It's
like,
just, I don't know the word.
You just need to say it with confidence.
Yeah, yeah.
Because every time you doubt yourself, it gets worse and worse.
Okay, okay. 나는 고추는 친구는 똥꼬먹이고 쭉쭉해.
Okay. The hard part about what he's saying is I'm trying to understand what he's saying.
쭉쭉해.
쭉쭉이 뭐야 이 개새끼야. 나 쭉쭉이 뭔지 몰라.
이거 빠빠해자.
빠빠라고 말 아니라고.
이거는 쭉쭉. 쭉쭉.
무슨
고추는 보지 고추 북부 쭉쭉해.
He's having a stroke.
Patreon.com/scissorbros.
There are so many Korean people that are mad at us right now.
Oh, they're going to hate me. They're going to like...
They hate me
This
too.
Guy's Korean is just a disgrace. But just try your best to interpret...
Isn't Chingu friend?
Chingu is friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead.
Yeah. Okay.
So good. Something about a butt and then sucking.
Okay.
No, no. 나는 난 고추 친구 똥꼬먹 이거 빠빠빠 하자.
I feel like... like he's gonna put his dick in your ass or smashing you. That's what it is.
His inflection was like it was a dad sending his son off to college. and then you tell me it's the most vile thing.
I'm so sorry, dude. Oh, that's what we do here, baby. Mm. I am so sorry. Your Korean's way. Do the proper.
But the thing is,
statement. You say it for real now, so I can learn the Korean properly.
Yeah, but then like I don't know how because I don't know Korean slang. I don't know how to say hit it from the back in Korean.
Oh
right?
Yeah.
I've only learned how to speak Korean through my mom.
Right.
So there's no way my mom was like, "Yeah, I was getting my ass smashed back." Yeah,
how do you say sex then? Having sex.
Sex from the behind.
Or just sex in general.
Dude, I don't even know if I know how to say sex in Korean because my mom never said that to me.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, but if you want to say it like in a slang type of very offensive way, like if a guy said that I wanted to fuck a girl, you say like 그 여자 따먹고 싶어, 따먹어, which is like pick a fruit off a tree.
It's like that readily available. So,
I thought so a guy was the dead skin.
No, that's 때. 따먹어 is like.
That's how much I know. So 때.
So you'll hear a guy, he'll say this to a girl, and you know, Korean people, correct me if I'm wrong, this might be some old slang shit. So if he looks, let's say two guys are around a girl, right? And then he goes, oh, I want to, is it okay if I fuck her? So 따먹어도 돼? Like,
can I eat the fruit? That's interesting, dude.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's slang, like it's the literal translation is, can I get that fruit? Can I eat that fruit?
Yeah, so pick
but
the fruit.
But slang means, can I hit that?
Yeah, so that's from what I remember when I was younger, and I could be completely wrong. So remember, you know, I'm, you know, we American Koreans.
Right.
Okay, I have a question. What's the difference between a gochu and a chaji?
The proper way.
This is Korean 101.
Gochu is penis, right?
Oh, isn't it a chili pepper? If you
want to say private area, is koshigi.
Koshigi.
What's chaji?
Chamji is supposed to be like pussy.
No, that's boji. Poji.
Poji, is it? See, my mom never said these words to me.
Me neither. I'm just trying to learn. I heard poji is
David,
vagina.
You came out of my ear. Poji? She said that to me every night.
Poji. Yeah.
You like a poji?
See, YouTube can't restrict this light. They don't even know what we're talking
there
about.
There you go.
There's no restrictions.
There you go.
We could say Korean all we want. So comment below, like, the proper Korean
comment below
words.
Your favorite Korean slang
so
we can learn it and use it on YouTube in the future.
Yes, 100%. I'm surprised that you can't speak Korean, though.
You know what's weird, dude? I'll be honest with you. I can only understand Korean when my mom talks to me. Like if I go outside of the house and I listen to other Korean, I kind of catch certain things. But when my mom, she has spoken to me a certain way, I think maybe her way of slang that I understand. But when I go out of that, I don't understand a lot.
I can't speak casual Korean to somebody because like when you speak Korean to like somebody that's like in the same age or like the respect level is here, it's very casual. But I was only taught how to speak to adults. So
makes sense.
It doesn't translate. It's very, it's like too formal. It's very weird
and
awkward.
That's kind of with my Spanish. My Spanish is so formal, but like if I were to get in a conversation with somebody who is like not like in a polite setting, you know what I mean? It would probably be the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. So it just always sounds a little weird. So like when I just went to Korea not too long ago.
When did you go?
I went in the spring.
What would you? Would you have work out there?
Or? No. It was just. It was for me to get my engagement photos done and wedding photos done, and then see family and stuff. That's cool. And I haven't been there since I was 14.
So what was your experience like?
Dope, man. First of all, America is backwards as fuck. I had no idea. Like there, everywhere else, like in Asia, it's so advanced. Like tech wise.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh. Japan and different places. Yeah. They literally, we get our stuff way later.
Yeah. What the fuck is that about?
Like Sony and everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When I was out there,
Sony, Toshiba. Yeah.
The airport, everything is so streamlined. It's super nice. Mm-hmm. All the customer service, everything is clean, packaged well. All the streets are super clean. I mean, at night it gets dirty because everybody's drinking, but in the morning everybody cleans everything up. Mm. So I was a little shocked at how advanced it was in the last, you know, obviously it's been 20 years since I've been there. But during the time when I was there when I was 14, so if people don't know, Korea obviously is, you know, we went through a lot of shit. So during that time, 20 years ago, even then, we were still trying to build our economy back up. So when I used to go to Korea when I was younger, we had to bring back like Centrum, shampoo, food, candies, and snacks because what we were getting back in the day, it was from China and the quality wasn't really that great. Gotcha. So we would have to bring vitamins and snacks because that's what they would ask for. Now they have everything. So we don't really provide anything for Korea that's any better than what they have over here. Their stuff is better.
You know what's kind of weird too is like the way Korean stores and coffee shops are set up, they're like in alleyways, dude. Like, you know, they're like hidden kind of.
Super small, yeah.
Yeah, like you have to just know what alleyway to go to. Do you hear what happened in Halloween? Like a bunch of fools died.
Oh, dude, that was crazy.
Yeah, so in Korea, during a Halloween thing, there was a party, right? And it was so compact because of what I'm talking about, how narrow the streets are. Dude, like a bunch of people like died. They got trampled on.
Yeah, I think it was like everybody was super hyped because they haven't had that Halloween party since before pandemic.
Yeah.
And then people got trampled on to death.
To death.
Yeah.
Like Black Friday.
100%. Black Friday, Walmart style, baby. Let's go.
Insanity. If you were in that crowd, like how would you survive? Hold on. Time stamp that, Jordan. Just kidding. Like how would you survive if you were in that scenario? Wouldn't you try to like climb up like on a...
Oh, I just would see a crowd. First of all, I hate crowds.
Me too. I'd be a home.
I fucking hate crowds. I don't like being touched like that. Mm-hmm. Like it makes me feel like somebody's going to either take some shit from me, fuck me up, or hurt me. Mm-hmm. So when I see a big crowd, I'm that way.
Yeah.
I don't care who's over there.
But if you happen to be there, how would you, would the survival instincts kick in?
Oh, I'd probably be dead for sure. your boy body's soft. People are stepping on me for sure.
You look, dude, I was complimenting just your physique. Dude, I think you got to give yourself more credit. You look chiseled, bro.
Oh, no, trust me. Have you ever put leftover Jell-O into a Ziploc bag? That's what this boy's body looks like. It is deflated.
Give yourself a little bit more credit than that, dude.
Next year, though, I'm trying to get jacked.
Right.
Dude, you should be, dude, you're doing jiu-jitsu now. Aren't you training like at the
gym? Yeah, man, we're boxing and stuff. But, you know, let me tell you something, man. Boxing hurts, guys.
Dude.
Like, just.
That's why I'll never box.
Hey, man, that thing right there, that shit snap in half.
Exactly. It'll make it go.
Yeah.
This nose right here, ooh, yeah, fucking tiny as shit.
Korea's got little button noses, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, we're a bunch of flat-faced gooks.
You'd be great.
Hey, that's perfect.
Isn't that a perfect boxing nose?
It's already fucked up. It's like.
This is a Rocky Marciano nose?
It's like, dude, your nose is trash Stevie already. Marciano? You might as well just go right to the ring.
Get in the ring, bro.
Nobody's going to tell the difference.
Just boom, and then it'll crack it back.
I got a concussion once from getting elbowed, and I shot out so much blood from being, I got elbowed right here.
Right at the bridge right here?
Yeah, and I got a concussion. I was all loopy, and yeah.
Ooh.
Yep.
It's not worth it, man. I feel like it's great to hit pads and then maybe light spar here and there, but if you're not planning to do it for like a living or even like in an amateur sense, what is the point? Like, what are you trying to prove?
What about get in shape?
Well, you could hit pads and train and learn the martial art.
I think I might start jumping rope.
That's cool.
That's a good exercise, right? Yeah,
I love the way you said
it too. Can't hurt your nose.
Hey, man, I'm trying to jump that rope, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you mentioned you're getting into grappling.
I tried like grappling and stuff, which is fucking hard, by the way. It's so different from boxing because or kickboxing. I mean, a lot of it's instinctual, but
it's a lot of this, right?
A lot of just people.
It's a lot of wrist control and body positioning.
It's literally feeling.
Yeah, like, it's feeling. You have to.
There's no visual cues. Yeah. So it's either you understand where your position is or you don't. So it's just me getting butt fucked for an hour. And I don't like it, and I feel so helpless.
What kind of grappling are you doing? Are you doing wrestling? Are you doing like jiu-jitsu? Because those are two different jiu-jitsu. Things.
So I have a torn my meniscus is torn, so I can't even sit flat on my knees. Mm. So right now it's just like MMA based stuff. So starting that out with Nick the Ear. You know Nick, right?
The Ear?
Yeah. Yes.
That Nick.
Yeah. So we're trying it out because I love, you know, me some Dagestanis, some Habib Nurmagomedovs. Mm. Found out. I hate this shit, though. I don't fucking enjoy it as much. It sucks. It's hard shit.
Is there a gym or is it a clinic? Like what
Lionheart Jiu-Jitsu Academy.
Oh, it's a Jiu-Jitsu Academy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he would be good, I think.
He's athletic either way. You'd be good at anything.
Yeah, he would be good.
Anybody who plays a sport, like the biggest difference is if you've never played a competitive sport or have done anything in like high anxiety situations, you have a clear disadvantage for people who have played sports their whole lives.
Because they're in that element. Yeah, they've been there before.
Like for, you know, you play basketball your whole life. You already have competitive nature. So
he's competitive.
Competitive. Yeah, I'm very competitive. Yeah, who gonna suck this dick harder today on Scissor Bros, baby?
It's gonna get to that.
No, man. What the frick, dude?
Yeah,
hold on a second, man.
Hold on, Gerald. What do you think about that?
No, don't bring Gerald into it.
No, we're bringing Gerald like this.
No. It's gonna get to that.
I was ignoring everybody. What?
Read your
heart. Do you mean?
Well, if it comes to dick sucking, I definitely have the neck support for it.
Okay, Gerald. Okay.
It's all good, man.
Hey, you know what we should do? Speaking of exercises, we should do some scissors right now.
Yeah.
Keep building the positivity in here.
Yeah, baby.
You ever done scissors before? One, two, and you count out loud. Three, four. Say it out loud with us. Six. Say the numbers out loud, David.
I refuse.
Eight, nine, 10.
I'm being assaulted 11, right now.
12. Don't you feel the positivity flowing through you? 17. You feel better the more you do them. 19 and 20.
This is a great transition to Stevie's fart corner.
No, that's for the end of the show. You're never getting prime time with that segment.
I feel like your farts smell absolutely horrendous.
How do you know? You know me, brother. You know me, brother.
Like,
how do you know?
Just looking at you.
That's hilarious.
That is so funny.
You look like you have the worst smelling farts.
You don't even know what I do when I'm alone.
Dude.
With my farts.
Yeah. Wait till he opens his mouth around you.
Hey, you think his farts are bad? Check his mouth.
They're basically the same thing. His thong that comes out here. Thong that comes out here. Like,
yo, who's farting? Thong, no, thong, Stevie just yawned.
There's a green cartoon cloud.
Dude, it's a miracle that I even have a girlfriend. It's like, how does she endure this?
Wait, this is a new lady, huh?
Oh, yeah, I love her. I love you, baby.
Obviously, you took the call.
Yeah, I love you.
For real, though.
Dude, I've literally never done that except for a bit on a podcast.
I'm so sorry.
You know, you're good.
No, I just
send him my love as well. Send him my love. I know you got to communicate. It's all good.
How did I get a female?
No,
how did I attract a female?
I'm afraid if I light this closer to your mouth, the whole room's going to explode.
Yeah. Dude, it is. I don't know what. Dude, it's something's going on here, dude. Internally.
You and your brother refuse to fix things that are in your mouth. Whoa. Your brother has six healthy
teeth.
Drop
the mic and walk away. Scissor Brothers!
Scissor Bros Hot Sauce. Do you like hot sauce? It's our own hot sauce that we have.
Is this because you did hot sauce for challengers or something?
Yeah, we do. Like, we've done a lot of hot sauce challenges. I lost a challenge recently where a turkey baster or hot sauce went up my butthole. Here's the thing. RevolutionaryHotSauce.com/scissorbros.
I believe you. Revolutionary Hot Sauce collaboration. We have teamed. Who is we? Revolutionary
Tim,
Hot Sauce.
Revolutionary Hot Sauce.
We have teamed up with Jeremiah Watkins and Steven Stevie Weeby Lee, the duo that makes up the amazing comedy podcast, The Scissor Bros. Their uplifting attitudes and positive spirits set them apart from the rest. Hilarious and generous, we just had to create a sauce with them to go on anything and everything. The Scissor Bros love it, and we hope you will too. Now, I noticed something. At the end of every sentence is an exclamation point. That's because there's so much energy?
Yeah, a lot of energy.
How hot is this?
I would say
it's habanero.
It's habanero chipotle, so it's a proper hot fairly sauce. Hot. It was too hot for my dad, but I like it. It makes your nose run just a little bit if you eat a lot of it. Goes around eggs, pizza, burritos, chicken wings.
Good
a lot
ingredients.
Of stuff.
All we have is organic habanero peppers. Stevie Weeby
likes them
vinegar,
on chicken pot pie.
Sweet onion, red bell pepper, fresh garlic, extra virgin olive oil. Loser, virgin. Sugar, chipotle pepper powder, salt, tomato paste, cayenne pepper powder.
What is it about? What is it about that?
Is this become? Is it going to be a therapy session? Like, what is going on? Here? Is this a psychotherapy?
No,
don't like the dentist, bro.
Even.
And you know what? It's crazy because I'm in pain right now.
Oh, that makes me really sad.
Yeah, there's all kinds. Dude, I'm taking ibuprofen, Aleve. I'm popping Aleve.
Those are two different reactions.
What are you? Don't give me sympathy like that.
I'm so sorry. I was like, wow, that is hilarious.
How do you know these things, dude? You are smart. How do you know all this stuff?
Because, man.
You just know. Dude, I'm popping Aleve and ibuprofen's like Skittles, dude.
Hey, fix them damn things. Because
it's beyond. But that's the thing. What the Lees do is we go beyond repair.
No, it's beyond repair, dude. No.
We'll let it sustain till the tooth either cracks.
What is your favorite food?
Well, that's a good question. I like pizza.
Now imagine not being able to eat pizza for the rest of your fucking life. Fix your teeth.
That's your point. Yeah.
Your brother right now has to chew steak with his two front teeth. It is the
Dude, Bob chews with his gums.
Okay, I was making a joke. I didn't know that was for real. I didn't know that was a fact. That is okay.
No, seriously, you're right. He chews with because there's no things that could break down the food. He has because I remember we were eating a steak one time, and dude, and I remember he was taking extremely long. And I was watching him.
I've never seen somebody gum steak, bro.
You know, he was doing this literally.
Looking like a camel.
He was literally like just using something other than his teeth. I go, what? Are you okay? Like, what's going on? He's like, dude, I can't chew. I go, what do you mean? He goes, I chew with my gums. I'm like, whoa, that's crazy. Yeah.
That is unenjoyable.
What, chewing steak with your gums?
Wait, yeah. He has that many missing teeth?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He you know, just for I think, you know, cuz you know he acts and does stuff. He just keeps the first five here. So anytime you'll see him in a picture and he smiles, it's just these teeth here. Everything else is missing.
I mean, he has money.
I know. Dude, he can
fix it.
Yeah.
Like literally his life would be so much better if he had teeth.
Oh yeah.
So let me ask you this, because I haven't been to the dentist in a long time.
It's biblical.
It's biblical, baby. Ezekiel 5:47.
You need teeth.
Yeah. And God said, let there be teeth.
Let there be teeth unto them.
Yeah.
If there's a missing tooth in a gum socket, what are those?
They drill a screw, and they screw on a new tooth. I've been watching videos on YouTube about this shit.
So they could screw in a fake tooth.
Yes, of course.
100%. You know when people's like teeth rot so bad, they just excavate the whole shit and
that's us.
They put a new root in and they'll attach a cap to it and then you have new teeth.
Yeah.
So you're not missing any teeth?
No, I actually had my very first cavity 3 years ago.
Mm. So you have all your teeth present. They're in your mouth.
Facts or cap?
Oh.
Okay. You don't know.
Okay.
Okay. And then you have your teeth too?
You're a dumb dentist.
You have your teeth too, Jeremiah?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm missing a few, these two are gone. Three here.
100%. The smell is coming from the cavities, then.
Oh.
So you
it's
have
rotting.
You have rotten teeth in your mouth, and somehow you are alive. So I need you to go fix those things.
Okay, well, I need Jordan to timestamp this moment. I don't want any.
We've
of that
talked out. About it so much on this podcast.
Yeah.
About how he needs to go to the dentist.
But anyway.
Yeah. We'll put it back in the fucking podcast, Mr. No Teeth.
Yeah. All right? Yeah. I need and you. Then this doesn't help.
I feel like if you sneeze, all your teeth would fall out. I need you.
Hot. This would be a good segue. I don't like the way you did your mouth there. Do it again. Do that again. Yeah, I don't like that.
It's so funny because you have a boxer's nose and there's boxer's teeth too. So you might as well just.
We're the perfect couple. Yeah. Perfect pairing.
I'm doing this because I want you to live a better fucking life.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's all the. That's the only reason I nag. That's the only reason.
Please, I beg you.
See, now that's another person, and this one's Korean, so hopefully that's even more impactful than this guy.
A frugal Korean brother over here, brother. That's ton. Listen. That's a lot of ton. Tell him what I just said.
We don't want your teeth to go to tong.
Yeah,
no, I said ton.
Oh, it's already a tong, dude.
No, I said ton.
That's the problem.
I said ton, not tong.
I know,
ton.
But listen.
Money.
It is money, but it's worth every fucking cent. It's worth it.
Thank you.
Right? Next time, don't get him a birthday gift and just get teeth.
Okay. Now, I would like, David, you have a beautiful voice, okay? And
yeah,
we want to do a little collab with you. And we would like for you to sing an R&B style song.
Yeah, because you have a voice of an angel.
To Steve about how teeth and him need to get together like a couple.
Okay.
So play something kind of R&B or something kind of...
Oh,
ooh,
got that synthesizer sound going.
Sex.
Okay.
The saxophone, baby. Oh, we gonna talk this real slow. I've been neglecting you for quite a while now. Baby, I swear to God, I'm gonna do better. You know what I'm talking about. Haven't checked up on you in a hot second. And I'm telling you, it hurts me. Literally. For real, baby. I need to fix my teeth. Teeth. I need to fix my teeth. Ooh, it's been weeks. Months. That's some weird R&B chord you're playing.
I didn't want to say anything because Steve gets at me when I comment on his piano playing.
And he ain't playing. Ooh.
We only have the budget for two chords in this R&B song.
Because... it matches the amount of teeth he has in his mouth.
What is this, bro? What is this? What are you playing? We got a C chord and a C and an F. Okay.
What is this? You're
How about
playing
we
two
do a
chords.
Duet? Okay. Okay, so you do the C.
Ooh. There we go.
Ooh. I only got two teeth. I only got two teeth, baby. And I can't chew my food anyways. Only mushy foods. I'm talking oatmeal. Oh yeah. It's been a minute since I had steak. I can't chew my chicken bakes. And no, my real teeth, they ain't fake. But I only got three teeth. Yes, they is weak. They so damn weak. I bet to not sneeze. If I do, they gon' fly out my mouth. They gon' fly out this mouth.
I'm gonna look like I'm from the South. Two teeth, baby. Two teeth, baby. I got two teeth.
That turned out pretty good.
That turned out pretty good. There
What's
you go.
The name of that song? Two Teeth.
It's called Two Teeth.
That's called Two Teeth.
Two Teeth. Two Teeth.
That's his rapper. That's his new rapper name.
Yo, that's.
But seriously, oh, man.
Fix your goddamn teeth.
I will.
There we
I
go.
Will.
There we go.
Wait, wait. Before we move past the topic or onward, is there a way I can get gold? How do I get gold teeth, like to fill into in these gaps?
I'll tell you this though.
Yeah.
Can you build a house on a pile of sand? let's fix the foundation first.
Yo, talk about Korean proverbs right there. I mean,
can
that
you
is.
Build a house on
can
sand.
Can you? Can you?
Oh, so
that's biblical.
I'm reaching. I'm really reaching.
Before
get the foundation.
Yes.
Get the foundation done. Then think about that later down the line.
I'm telling you, your life will change.
It will?
Yeah.
My whole life has changed since you came in. I knew back then you were that special one. I'm so in love, so deep in love.
Fix your teeth.
Okay.
Hey, baby girl, ever since you didn't fix your teeth, we had to split apart.
There it is.
Just like your enamel.
There it is.
Mm.
But really, though. Okay, and there.
After that whole freaking thing, dude. He doesn't listen.
I listened.
You put in a dip after that whole speech.
I know, but this is, I mean, I'm not at the dentist now, right?
How do people get into dip? Like, when did you first start doing that? Because you know, that doesn't look appetizing.
I like what you're doing right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I really like your mind. You want to know the whole trajectory?
Yeah, because, like, that doesn't look appetizing at all. So what made you want to get a pile of grass and stick it in your mouth?
Do you want me to go through the timeline of, like, the whole history of my life?
Well, let's shorten it up a little bit.
Thank you.
I was a child. I was born. Once the vagina opened, I saw the light.
Then I had my Kodiak in my mouth. My
mother.
No, honestly, because we used to live in Minnesota, like this was like first grade or something like that. And we used to go, you know, during the winter, we'd skate the rink and shit during the wintertime. And at the, you know, like the place, the lodge where you put your skates on, they would have a snack bar. This older dude, I was a kid, like just offered me like some Copenhagen. And I remember, like, as a kid, putting it in my mouth. I mean, why would you do that to a kid, right?
Yeah, that's a little weird.
And I remember I got dizzy, and then I'm like, it made me sick. But then later in life, I would say, like, way later in life, like, during when I started wrestling. Because it's a part, you know, like baseball? Like, the baseball culture, they put, sunflower seeds and chewing tobacco. It's a part of it. So I remember one of my teammates, Jason Barker, had a Skull Mint, and he goes, Lee, here, try some of this. And then that's when I got addicted, because it was a part of like the wrestling culture.
And you liked it the first time that you put
I remember it was just a part. It was like I wanted to feel a part of the team, right? So like other wrestlers were doing it, and I'm like, you know, we'd be in the van on going to a tournament. And
so this brings back good memories every time you put it in your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And then, I mean, you know what's crazy is...
And that's how it started with his fascination of things going inside his mouth that he likes.
Can I finish my timeline? Son of a gun. So disrespectful.
I know. May I continue my story?
I don't even spit.
And then...
Wouldn't you swallow?
And then...
I swallow tobacco juice. And that is beyond...
Are you supposed to?
That's even beyond some redneck shit.
Yeah. So there's a redneck
even,
that you go like...
Even rednecks, bro, are like, nasty.
Yeah, even rednecks are like,
I can't believe that guy knew that.
There's little dinkers don't even
spit. I guess Koreans do that a little different.
Yeah, little dinker swallows it whole. Little dinker swallows kitten caboodle.
I love your redneck accent because you're like 6'2", but you sound like you're 4'1".
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel.
So that's a little odd.
I'm two country boys stacked on top of each other.
In a long coat.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
Why do you swallow that shit, you nasty, nasty man?
Because, can I guess?
Yes.
It takes effort to find a cup to...
You're saying I'm so frugal I can't even find a Dixie cup to spin it?
Is it true or is it true?
I spent $90 on your New Balance shoes, dude.
And that's where all the money went.
I don't know what it is.
I think it's more of like you don't want to try to find something.
No,
and
that's
you'd rather
not
just
what it
chill.
Is.
No,
that's not
okay,
what
then
it
what
is.
What is it? What is it?
I like, it reminds me of like, you know, like beef jerky juice or something.
Oh, then it's you just like the taste of
it. I like the taste. Dude, don't judge me, please. Don't judge me. Think about it, dude. Be nice to me.
Lose my fucking number. I've never in my life. That's crazy.
Dude,
like,
we're Korean brothers, dude.
Oh,
this
no,
is
we're
Susan
not.
This is Korean
He's
brother
a
shit.
Dirty Korean.
What would be the Korean? I would be a gangpe.
No, gangpe is gangster. You're a koji gatin seki. That,
that I don't know what that was, but that hurt me, dude. That hurt me, brother.
You're a bum bitch.
So I'm a bum bitch.
Don't
out.
Do stuff like that. You are worth more than tobacco spit.
We all
God,
believe in
you,
man.
This has become like a therapist.
Intervention, man.
Intervention for
yeah.
me. Are you guys ready for Stevie's fart corner now?
Okay,
no,
Jesus Christ.
At the very end of the podcast. Okay.
Which fart is it coming up from the mouth or the ass?
I got some.
People send him audio recordings of their farts that he requests, and he plays them into the mic on the podcast as part of a segment.
It's called Stevie's fart corner. Listen. Dude, think about
he wants
what you're
go,
about to say,
he wants
brother.
To go prime time the show. I go,
that's going at the very end.
The I got my farts are ready, dude.
Good.
Okay, you guys ready to
no,
hear?
No, we're not doing it right now. Why don't we do the challenge?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You've seen our challenges, right?
I've seen
so much feet.
I know.
Legit.
Yeah.
Dude, you had fear on your face.
Legit.
I go,
oh, do I look fucking scared?
You look scared as hell. I go, you ready for the challenge? And there's fear in your eyes. We're going to be take it easy on you.
Okay.
Since I got my Korean brother in the studio.
You got something?
We're doing the top ramen slurping challenge. So I got three different top ramens. Okay.
Why they all look the same?
That's the way I got them. I don't know.
Because we're all going to be
eating
them, right?
Three for one. Yeah, there are three different bowls, minimal broth, and you can't use any utensils, no chopsticks, no fork, spoon, nothing. You have to just use your mouth and slurp, and whoever finishes first wins. And whoever finishes last, you want to know the punishment?
Yeah.
Balut.
Balut? I like balut. First of all,
whoever loses has to eat balut.
Well, then I'll lose then. You gotta understand.
You like balut?
But this is like, you remember Fear Factor, right? Like, Fear Factor was the dumbest show ever for Asian people because they would have like regular Asian food on there. They're like, you want to eat duck eggs? And then be like one Filipino. Why not? Please.
Yeah.
Don't forget about me. Give that to me.
So describe what balut is to the
balut is a duck. It's a duck fetus. That's all that it is. And you crack it open. There's a little juice inside. You put a little vinegar in there. And that's it. Putang, you're good.
But that's a good Filipino accent.
Yeah.
Don't forget to put the vinegar. It's a duck fetus.
Yeah. Depending on how developed it is, right? So if you get the ones that are a little too much, you'll get the feathers and the bones. Okay, well, now it's not so appetizing. But if you get the one that's just right, it doesn't have so much feathers and bones. Mm. But
I've never had it. And oh, I hope I don't have it today.
Oh, you gonna lose, baby. Because let me tell you something. When it comes to slurping shit up and throwing it in my mouth, let's cut that out. When it comes to...
Pause.
When it comes...
Yeah.
Hey, we do timestamps here, right?
Actually, pause it, rewind it, play it again,
then how about
then
we
we'll
do it.
When it comes to slurping shit up and throwing it in my mouth...
When it comes to... When it comes to eating, I eat. That's what I do.
I love that because it's Team Korea versus USA. Oh. World Cup is going on right now. Team Korea versus USA. We're a team.
What do you mean?
No, we're a team. That's my Team Korea.
You're saying I have to beat both of you in the speed?
Yeah, it's Team Korea versus Team USA.
Well, let's...
Let's get into it.
Wait.
Let's get into it.
I'm ready for this.
Let's get into it.
I'm pretty nervous.
Dude, just think of it as a meal. We're all having a feast
together. I know, but I don't want to eat the balut.
I know. You might like it.
It's absurd.
Okay, hold up. You guys are
so
ready?
If I lose to either of you, I have to eat the balloon?
I already said we Team Korea versus Team USA.
Why are you doing this to me?
Okay,
it's
five,
like soccer, baby.
4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Sorry, I'm done. I told you I love this shit. You thought I was playing, huh? Let me tell you something. He ain't the only one that gummed through shit. I don't ever use my teeth. Y'all thought I was fucking around, huh? I can eat all three of your bowls in 1 second. Y'all forgot I was 300 pounds.
Steve and I have the exact same amount.
Dude,
eaten. How did you do
hold
that?
Hold on. I got a comment. Dude, that's like Guinness Book of World Record type shit you just did. That is insane.
How did you do that?
That's insanely fast.
My first job.
How the fuck did you do that?
Before I used to do comedy, I sucked dick, baby.
Dude, that shocks me.
We have so much left.
We are just getting started.
Y'all thought I was playing. Kobayashi.
I'm literally looking for noodles around your feet or in your hoodie.
I didn't even spill a drop on me.
Dude, this is crazy.
In the blood of Jesus Christ, I pray for you.
How the hell did you do that?
I love ramen.
We didn't know that.
People think I exaggerate when I talk about how much I love pack ramen. I love that shit. I don't even chew my food sometimes. Have you seen a duck eat? Same here.
You just swallowed it whole?
That's how I do it, baby. First job, help me out. Out in the streets.
So it looks like Team Korea won.
Do I have to eat the balloon now?
You know what like my favorite part of this is? Is that when I said done and I saw this full face, it was like... How is this even possible?
Because I thought I was doing really good. I thought I was doing okay, too.
I thought I was doing great.
In my mind, I'm like, yeah, dude. I'm at a good pace. And literally, you did that in like under a minute, dude. That's insane, bro. Dude, you could probably be like a... I think that was the fastest on the planet Earth.
After school, when I was younger, I used to just make pack ramen for myself. And I would make three. Just to eat by myself right after school.
Three.
And
did
I would,
you know this ahead of time?
I had no idea. This is insane, bro.
My dad told me this story about myself when I was a kid. A little embarrassing, hilarious though. He said that he remembers when I was a kid, I used to steal other kids' foods and I would switch it out with them so fast they wouldn't even know their food was gone after I ate it. Told that in front of a girl I liked. I hated him for life. But Papa So don't lie.
Oh my God. God, dude, I think that's a skill.
Sapporo Ichiban! Please sponsor the season of Rose! Okay. Now eat the balut, Jeremy.
You guys are evil.
Dude, that's shocking. That is shocking to me, dude.
Well, I gotta say, everybody, it was...
And the accuracy, bro. No, Jared. Wait, can you tell? He's never eaten this, so can you instruct him how? Take it easy on him.
The thing that you're going to try to eat, from what I've heard from my Filipino, when I did have it, is that people typically don't like to eat the egg white because it's very rubbery and hard. So you're really just going for the fetus, the egg yolk part, which is the most delicious part. There's going to be a little bit of a broth in there, which is just bird broth.
Hey, man, that's my family. Come on, man. I don't want to be a cannibal.
That's bird broth, baby. And, you know, sometimes when people will put a little vinegar in there, it will probably taste really good with the noodles.
Okay, so is this one okay?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man. I don't know
how developed that fetus is, but we're going
to
find out.
You have to cook it first, right?
It's already cooked.
Oh, it's already cooked.
It's already cooked. It should be.
Well, I boiled it.
Oh, it's good then. You're good to go.
Yeah.
It's cooked.
So how do I... So
crack the top open and you're going to peel the thing and then just
the
pick
top,
up...
Just the top.
Yeah, you don't have to get the whole thing if you want, but you're going to really go for the yolk.
The top, the smaller part?
Yeah, just hit break that part open.
Oh my goodness.
Steve, you got to eat it too, though. By the way, I beat your ass too in this. You got to eat one too.
This is Team Korea, dude. Sorry, dude. I've done it too before. I've eaten that.
I mean, this is boiled solid.
I ate it on Tiger Belly.
This is boiled pretty solid.
That egg is thick.
Yeah, it's.
There you go. I like how you're still eating it. It's just lunchtime for you, Steve.
You know that because you decided to do this gang up challenge on me, that I got to go hard on you pretty soon.
What do you mean?
Challenge wise.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
This is worth it to you?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Do you see when we pooed in the diapers?
Okay, I didn't see that episode, but yeah, guess what I'm Google searching tonight.
It's a good one, dude. It's a good one.
Oh! It just skated! Yeah! I don't know if I want to do this, dude.
Dude.
Oh my goodness.
I'm free.
Dude, that was
Steve.
That was insane. We've eaten this before.
That is the broth. Of the balot.
My.
So describe, this is a duck fetus.
This is a duck egg. It's a developing
what
duck.
What kind of duck? Is it from the Philippines?
It is a Philippine duck.
It's a Philippine duck. Filipino duck.
This is wild, bro.
So there's cartilage in there. There's like brain.
I mean, it's depending on the development stage, right? So sometimes it'll have feathers. And if it's really developed, you'll crunch through the bones.
Why are you so happy?
Because... This is a delicacy from Manila.
Oh my God. Who thought of this stuff?
Yeah, my friends.
How
who
did
had
they
me,
come up with this?
Well, you know, I don't know, but my friends who had me try it.
They must have been hungry on that island, huh?
I remember when I had it the first time, I was like, oh wow.
Wait,
we can't wait. Do it now.
So what's the brown all about? Why is it brown?
There's like veins and stuff and the developing parts.
Oh my goodness.
So this is a real, he's eating like a baby bird.
Basically, yeah.
So am I supposed to drink some of, there's some fluid and stuff.
Yeah, you drink that broth.
You have to drink the broth. So that's just.
And they'll salt it too. They'll have a little salt for it. And you're kind of going, damn, that Playboy juicy. Whoa, yo, there it is right there. So that's the part you're going to eat, that fetus area.
The yellow?
So what
is
the
yellow whole thing?
No, just bite it. You don't have to eat the whole thing. Most people don't eat the egg white because it's super rubbery. But you just take a bite into it. And I tell you, it's not as bad as it looks.
Yeah, just close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Dude, that's,
there's a lot of veins
that's
and stuff,
crazy,
man.
Dude.
Close your eyes. Make a wish. And blow out the candlelight. It's not as bad as you think it is. Egg yolk.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the texture's a little weird.
I feel the bones.
Yeah.
I feel the bones.
But it doesn't taste as bad.
Okay.
It's not as bad.
Okay.
What's going on right there?
That was a big swallow that I just did. I think I'm just going to eat the second half.
Let's go.
Let's go. And after this.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my head.
Oh, you're eating the egg white too. That shit is hard as fuck. There you go. Most people don't eat that egg white part.
Yeah, I don't think I can. It's really hard.
Yeah, it's just the egg yolk part that people enjoy.
Oh, you know, this would be a good... How you feeling, dude?
Like a champion.
Yeah, dude.
You know,
we don't
great?
Stop.
Then we'll end it with the farts.
You can tell how much he hates this segment because of how stupid it is.
I know it's dumb. That's why I love it.
I think farts are funny, but not when they're planned.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
They got to be improvised.
Yeah. It's like jazz, baby. Skin
you know
up.
What?
Now, wait. I hey, think Jordan Q in the Stevie's fart corner.
I did get some bone. I'm hearing the crunch and I'm feeling like little cartilage and stuff like that. But you know what? Not as bad in taste as I would have ever expected.
100%.
Really? I might eat another one right now.
He's invited to the family party.
All right, you guys ready for the? This is an underwater fart. Okay. Oh, do you hear that? Turn my mic up.
Jeremiah doesn't give a fuck. It's like, I don't give a fuck about this section.
This is insane.
Yo. That sounds like a Loch Ness monster.
I know. I love it. So that one's from Ruth Jalesko. Good one, Ruth. Here's this one's from Austin Nelson.
What's up, boys? I just wanted to say, Jeremiah, come back to Minneapolis soon. Much love. Stevie, keep it up. This is one of the best bits on the show. Here you go, boys.
Okay. He sounds like sexual assault is the only way he talks to women.
One of the best bits on the show. So I got to show love to my main man, Austin Nelson. Love you, Austin.
Did he fart in a toilet in prison? What was that?
This next one is from Lex Garraway, Stevie's Fart Corner. Here we go. That wasn't even nothing. Come on, give us some.
It looks like you're chiseling a weapon out of stone.
Like he crapped in his pants. Did you hear that? Mm-hmm.
I would rather eat balut than listen to Stevie's Fart Corner.
This segment is only good because of how disinterested you are.
This next one is from my main man, Phil Troughton. Here we go, Phil. What was that?
He died. My man drank the broth.
It was like grunting, huh? Did you hear that, Pongo? Okay, that was Phil. A little louder next time, Phil.
This segment is not working, but
this one's from Rel D. I know, that's why I love it. That's why I love it.
Let me tell you something. All right.
Dude, that's not working.
Oh, that's not doing anything for you, David? That's not doing anything for you? You don't love it? You don't love it?
And that... Wait, hold up.
Come on.
I thoroughly enjoy watching you eat balut.
And dude, so you know what? That one was good, guys.
You know what the crazy thing is? Like, the balut that you have is actually good. Like, it's not too developed. It's like a strong egg yolk.
I mean, there's some hair and some stuff in here that's a little bit, it's a little bit of a mental obstacle, but.
You guys don't like my fart corner.
Oh, I just realized you were still doing it, which is kind of nuts.
You guys, hold up. You completely ignored Stevie's fart corner.
I think most of your viewers did too.
Patreon.
I think the balut is upstaging you a little bit, buddy.
Patreon.com/scissorbros. Thanks again for another great episode, and thanks to David So for coming in, our Korean brother. Is there anything you wanted to plug real quick?
You know, thanks for all the support on Stand Up on the Spot. I know I push it real hard, guys, but I love y'all.
Definitely tune in to Stand Up on the Spot when he does it. He puts a lot of effort in there. You don't even know what he goes through. He shows up hours in advance, setting up the audio, promoting on Insta stories. Dave, do you want to plug some stuff, man? Let's plug your you and Tim's stuff.
Oh, yeah. Check me out at Dudes Behind the Foods, me and Tim's podcast, Genius Brain Podcast. Also, Secret Society just dropped their fall winter line, you see.
Oh,
right here,
it.
Baby,
yeah,
the
yeah,
cap.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Jumbi Waikiki, my matcha store out in Waikiki. Give it a go.
Yes. Check it out. Go support that, guys.
Go and get that. right?
Yes.
You got the address for that?
It's at the Royal Hawaiian in Waikiki. You can't miss it.
Mm-hmm. Instagram, website, anything?
Yeah, everything. David So Comedy, Genius Brain, Dudes Behind the Foods, and Junbi, J-U-N-B-I, baby. Mm-hmm. Secret Society, SecretSocietyY.com.
And check out, I just did the No Chaser podcast with Tim. Mm-hmm. And we'll get him on here soon. We were going to do a 2v2, but we're so grateful that you were able to come, dude.
Thank you, brother.
I'll tell you this. I probably ate for both of us.
Dude, you absolutely did. That was so impressive.
Y'all thought I was playing.
Honestly, I ate for two today. In the world. I probably ate for mine and Steve's L that would have happened had you and Tim been.
You honestly should have ate the balut, too.
Are you proud of me? I ate two balut, bro. I ate two balut. Shout out to my Asian brothers and sisters. I love y'all.
Patreon.com.
We just be eating anything out here in these
Scissor
streets.
Bros, baby.
Mm. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scissor Brothers!
Hello? Is anybody still there? It's your pal, Gerald, and give it up for our pal, David So. Thought that was a great guest episode. What do you guys think? Nice to see all the boys laughing and smiling so much as, you know, we bring in this new year. New Year's resolution for me. Keep going to my Sexaholics Anonymous class. Keep working on that. Because your boy has been fucking this year. And I need to work on it. Need to wrap it up. I don't know if you know what the materials are for giraffe condoms, but I gotta look into it. Maybe it's like rubber tires or something. I don't know. Okay, well, I gotta go, but I love you guys and hope you have good New Year's and good resolutions, and we love you. Bye!
Only mushy foods. I'm talking oatmeal. Oh, yeah. It's been a minute since I had steak. I can't chew my chicken bakes.